Good afternoon, the distinguished Beijing Cup Indonesia 2017 semifinal judges and columnists. We are from Cimokim Institute of Technology Bandung. My name is Adinda Budi Sumaputra and I'm working with my friends Tiffany and Feryandi. So today we are going to talk about hoax. Recently, hoax is a familiar word for us, netizens. As the growth of the amount and frequency of internet usage, the potential of hoax impact in the social life is becoming increased. A research at Stanford University about social media and fake news in the United States election 2016 states that fake news have changed the outcome of the election. A single fake news story would have the same persuasive effect as 36 television campaign advertisements, and yet so massive potential. From our base experience, we often become fooled by the false information. When our student committee holding a company visit in Jakarta, we were terrified by the rumors of talks about the further bombings of TURS in Jakarta. Furthermore, Ferry had once questioned science after read about flavored talks in the internet. And we believe that most of us in this room have experienced the same and made us feel uncomfortable. And this is a whole worse when we couldn't find the disinformation easily. For example, for the Bom China hoax, we want to know whether the information is hoax or fact. We must go to the search engine and check the results of the search engine. And after that, from the search results, we know that there are confrontation among the search results and it's difficult to know the reliable and available sources. It takes efforts and time to know whether the information is true or fact hoax. Based on the survey that we conducted from 307 respondents, we know that only 52% people who make sure that the information they share in the internet is not hoax. The other people who not always check is have excuses that it's difficult to differentiate trusted news, that there are some conflicting information on the various sources, and it takes time to check whether the information is hoax or fact. So we propose a web-based application which is very easy to use with intuitive user interface, reducing the time needed to check the information, and also giving the accurate answer completed with hoax probability. We consider web-based application because it's accessible everywhere on every devices. We also create API in order to create application easily in other platforms. There are two existing solutions that address hoax problem in Indonesia. First is hoax or not section in detik.com that have high accuracy because the journalists manually check and analyze the information, but it has limitation. Limitation is the number of content is limited to the article of that published by the journalists. In December 2016, the Indonesian hoax community released a website called Turn Back Hoax. The Turn Back Hoax is a platform for the community members to report the hoax that spreads in the internet. But it has the limitation too. The number of content is limited to the report of the community member and the report may be false. So, hoax analyzer have capability to automatically do the fact-checking process and allow user to freely input any information in form of text to check whether the information is fact or hoax. The target users of the hoax analyzer is the active social media that post once a day and use once a day. They use social media as the main source of their information. But before we reach the large population, we must actively engage this well-established anti-hoax community in Indonesia as the early adopter. that can improve our product and share our product to the others. The business model of Hoax Analyzer is two-sided business model that we provide software as a service. First, target customer is the all user that can check information free. And the second is business that usually have the feature user generated content that it's hard to check one by one post that generated by the user. So we provide the API. We get the money from there. And we use the money for the server operation cost and research and development cost. So Tiffany will explain about the technology that we use in this project.
Okay, so how does it work? First, from the text, we have to create a query. So we need to do entity recognition to extract every entity from the text, and then we give some weights based on certain criteria, and then we select the most important entity from the text. But in order to build a comp query, it is not enough if we only use entities. So we use also Microsoft Cognitive Service, especially text analytics, in order to extract key phrases from the text. And then we also do some code calculation using word weighting, and then we create the query. From the query, we input it into two search engines, which are Bing and also Google, and then we get top 10 results from each search engine. And then, because we want to know the semantic similarity between the query and the articles, we employ type IDF and also LSA or Latent Semantic Analytics analysis. And then, we classify using those features and also the theories of the articles and then the domain of the articles, and using also word weighting. And then we classify it using our SVM or support vector machine model, and then we present our result in our front-end website, which is using Microsoft Azure. As we know that our approach is statistical based, we know that our solution is community driven. Okay, so the demonstration of Hoax Analyzer will be led by Ben.
Okay, now I will cover the demo. So, if anyone in this room want to access this web, you could access it in the UI is just, because UI is just a big text box. We could input the text that we think it's a hoax or not in there. I have some example here, and I will copy and paste it. This is about, a hoax about paracetamol virus, and this will after I copy it, I will click the analyze, and will start processing. The process is took not so long if you have been querying it before. And you can see the references here and the probability of it if it is a hoax. You could open the references that we get, you could share it in some social media, and you could see the input text here. So basically, it's calculating the probability of it. Is it a hoax or not? And we have discovered here that you have to check the reference in order to get the to make sure that this a hoax or a fact. You could also do another query here. In this demo, we will conduct the query that it's depend on the community belief that is global warming. If the community believes that global warming is a hoax, then our analyzer could not detect the real conclusion from that. So yeah, it still have flaw in there, but it could be improved in the future.
Ini data.
Okay, what is flat?
Hello. no, bahasa Indonesia.
Oh, bring that back.
Yeah.
So it's not optimized for Indonesian language?
Because sorry? The technology used is for the English language.
Sorry, time on up for presentation, but you can continue with the question
okay.
Answer. So just, so booking data is the first question.
While we're waiting, can I ask?
Yeah, yes, of course.
Yeah, this is, I think, the most interesting idea so far. For the I'm still want to look the business model itself. Like you have to do this kind of search manually, right? Or is there any effort that you want to make it as like a central like if you want to check whether basically you're can you rate all the all the media or all the sources, media sources or the article sources, so that you can rate it and whatever for example for newspapers or online media can basically has ratings whether this is a article is in fact valid, folks.
For this date, we use the information that are available search in from search engine that we use, Bing and Google. So from newspaper and other offline source is not accessible for our program.
So you basically to have manually input all the data.
No, we crawl from the search engine.
Or search engine, okay.
Google again.
So this is the result, Google data. Okay, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's not purely fact
because our program is not support for Indonesian language. Yeah.
Okay. And the probability is not that high for the fact. You're still hoax.
For me, like when you talk about hoax, there's hoax. I think the biggest problem is on the recentness of the news. Right? So then also usually hoax spread across social media. So I think. That is one, how you source the news from social media. And second is also how we confirm the where it's hoax or fact. For example, let's say one person say Bob is going to IPO. How are you going to confirm to Viva?
Okay. So we have some dictionary of common words that just mean news that we think and we conduct some experiment that it could be probably high probability of if it's a hoax and not like for example if it's if the news is hoax, usually the news, the credible news will say it's a hoax, a fake, invalid, or something like that. And we create that create feature from that. After create feature, we also calculate the similarity of the query and the search results from there using LSM to FDF, and then from the similar data feature, we label it manually first, then we create an SVM model. From that SVM model, we could input a new news, and that SVM model could predict if it's a hoax or a fact.
So we use machine learning program to generate model that can help us to categorize the text reference that whether the text reference is said that the text is hoax or the fact unrelated or unrelated with the query or unknown. The text cannot conclude anything about the text.
Just to follow up the questions, can you find the original source of the articles or the
quotes?
Yeah.
Or what if you don't have any references?
For example,
how do you check? Because again, it's hoax is usually recent news, right? You don't have like say, oh, this is a hoax or not.
Actually, we have stated that we are community dependent. The result is the consensus of the what people say in the internet.
From what I see, you guys are
putting lots of weights on the credibility of the sources, right? But I don't, first, you say you're based in communities, but I don't see this crawling community contacts or user community contacts. And second, you can see on the previous query when we search for Google data, then the top result is from WordPress. And I think that becomes harder because WordPress has lots of contents, you can have anything they want, and it will provide an extra challenge for you to classify whether the source is credible or not. It's probably, I don't know, 80% of contents in WordPress are in the source, but not, I don't know. But that's one thing I'm worried about in terms of how the progress and generate these classifications. And second, well, you already noted that this only works mostly for English, right? While your target is mostly Indonesian.
Yes.
And how do you plan to mitigate this? Or how do you plan to have your analyzer works for the Indonesian market with your target?
Okay, first, why we develop the English first? Because we have to make sure the algorithm is works. But we use the library that have been developed in mostly English. So if we ensure, if we have believe that the algorithm works, we will develop the NLP program for support this alternative in Indonesian language.
What is it, library? That mean, what kind of library are you using?
Other developers have developed the program for processing the English text, but the Indonesian is, there are not sufficient library to support our program.
And another consideration is recently there is a lot of hoax that are not based on text. Like several of them are in the main format, something like that, that distributed with the image format. So actually, I believe that you create a good solution with this, but unfortunately we were questioning about the relevance your solution with the current situation, which is lots of social media distributed hoax not in the text format. How do you address this problem?
So actually it is our limitation for now because we only process the text, but for the future we want to classify image whether it is classified as hoax or fact. We can use image processing, but for now we are focusing on text analytics, so maybe it can be our consideration for the future.
What kind of image processing do you have in mind?
For example, I read an article about like street capture of some text. You can use like optical character recognition first, and then you can use text analytics, and then you can classify whether it is false or fact, something like that. And maybe we can use some like Photoshop detector, something like that. I think there have been some research about that.
I think it's interesting about the future development of Fox Analyzer.
I have one last question for you. Do you consider about incorporating feedback models in your learning? Because there's a strength of the community here, right? And it's something that can be very powerful if you can harness it. For example, if the community can put some text, then label it as this, I think this is Fox or not. And this kind of user feedbacks can be very, very powerful. You can have like hundreds of very motivated people on this group. There are 20,000 people in this group. You can have like 100 people actively tagging things as codes in your model. And then putting that feedback into your machine learning, then you can have a much faster response time, reaction. Because, as others have said, there's a problem of speed here, right? Because when incidents happens, usually things are getting very confusing. Like when the bomb scare happens, there's like hundreds of conflicting sources. And I think if you can provide some feedback, use human feedback here, it will do wonder in your program as compared to what it is right now.
Thank you for the question.
That's not easy to pass. It's a question to discuss. Because I don't know how visible your model is in accepting the kind of feedback. There are like tons of
question about immortal stuff to ask.
Okay. Yes, it's really possible to do that because we before this we played a little immortality, and we think when if we kind of put some button in there and the feedback go to the database, and the database is and then the database is created the model, we could update the current model to the new one and so on and like this. I think it's really possible to do that.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. Thank you, Tim, for your presentation. Thank you very much.